Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about money today with somebody who knows how to handle it really well, and that's exactly what he does for his clients. You know, with the economy and uncertainty as it is today, it's really important that everybody prepare financially, not only for the present, but also for the road ahead, the future. And one professional considers all the possibilities and determines the very best course of action for his clients, and he happens to be our guest today. His name is Nick Boer. He's the founder of Inspire Wealth, where he is involved in wealth management, financial planning, and retirement planning, and he's based out in Brighton, Michigan. As he puts it, he helps individuals get the work optional lifestyle that they either want or they envision for their retirement. And the financial consulting also is referred to as investment consulting, is what most people think that financial planners do, such as managing their investments. But for Nick, he says that's just part of the beginning of what they do. We do so much more, and a big part of that is trying to optimize the best plan for you. He works, as he described it, holistically, and he considers himself a strategy agnostic. He does whatever is best for his clients. Ultimately, he says he helps families and entrepreneurs and business owners accumulate wealth, protect their wealth, and then mitigate taxes. And he does it using a variety of strategies, financial planning and investment management. And his proprietary wealth management formula is designed to help clients achieve simplicity and security during the second half of their lives. If he can do that for everybody, he is doing some magical stuff for a lot of people. And I think you should be interested in hearing what Nick has to say, because this is all very, very valuable advice. Nick Boer. Nick, listen, it's a real pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for sparing part of your day with us. I got mumble mouth here this afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here, Doug.
Let me ask you something to begin with. What was it that got you interested in doing this, handling money, especially for other people, and, you know, obviously yourselves and your family, but what got you into this? When you went to school, did you know this is what you wanted to do when you got out?
You know, interestingly enough, I had always been doing something with the general public. I was in retail, a couple different sales roles in my teenage years. And just made me realize, like, I enjoyed working with the public and with consumers and trying to help them, and really just evolved from there. And it really made me think that there's a lot of people out there that need a lot of help. And as I always say at any event or workshop that I'm doing, you know, I don't envy consumers. There's a lot of info out there, and you guys got to decipher what's good and what's bad and how it impacts you.
I think that's a great answer. Let me ask you another question now. You know, there are a lot of people who help people with their money, help them with their investment strategies, income and management. At what point do you think it's best for someone to come to you for help? What about that? What do you say?
You know, I think there's obviously different scenarios or different points in your life, depending on what your lifestyle is. Meaning, are you an entrepreneur? Are you a business owner? Are you an executive? Are you a kind of a mid-career professional? Are you in what we refer to as that retirement red zone? Meaning, are you within 10 years of retiring, or have you retired in the last 10 years? Those are different scenarios that can really affect when you should seek professional guidance and when you can try to go at it on your own. A lot of the people that we work with, especially earlier on in their career, they're just focused on accumulating wealth, whether it's through their retirement plan, like a 401k or a 403b or an IRA. And they're really just focused on, how do I save? If I have student loans, how do I pay those down? And a lot of people, as they start getting into their mid-career, meaning they've been doing this at least 10, maybe 15 years, so they're in their mid to late 30s, they're going into their 40s, and they're starting to get into that peak or higher income phases of their career, more complex things start to happen. Things like, well, now I've got some tax concerns. I have to balance out, do I still want to do pre-tax and try to save taxes now, or do I want to balance maybe non-retirement accounts, or am I still eligible for things like Roth IRAs? So when complex things like that come into play for people that are still working, that is a good time to start saying, you know what, maybe it's time that I need to seek a professional advisor that can help me. And whether that's managing assets, whether that's trying to mitigate taxes, whether that's overall financial planning, or whether that's getting to that work optional lifestyle that we refer to. And that means a lot of things to a lot of people, Doug. For us, it's you retire on your terms, meaning you can put yourself in a position where when you are ready to retire, finances, and from a financial standpoint, you've already done the planning and financially you are in good shape. It is, I am now mentally and physically ready to leave my career or enter the next phase or the next career for myself.
You know, that's great advice. And I get the impression that it's never too late to see someone like you. But I as you were talking about, I would agree. I mean, it seems like when someone enters their early 40s, they really are getting to the point where seeing someone like you could really, really help them a lot. And it would seem even more important as they get further down the road toward retirement. You know, a lot of people aren't focusing very much on retirement when they're in their 40s. They're enjoying whatever money they're making. And, you know, a lot of people just spend it recklessly. They don't invest much, which they should, of course. But you make a lot of sense in what you say. You have a unique program. You have a great website, by the way. I'll give the website. Well, let me give the website in case anybody who's listening would want to look in to see a little bit about what you do. It's inspireyourretirement.com. Just as simple as that. Inspireyourretirement.com. Go there and you'll learn a lot about Nick and a lot of the various things they do. They are a full service organization, no question about that, when it comes to handling money. You have a program that really is kind of interesting. You call it the SPARK program. And, you know, the SPARK stands for the beginning of every letter in the plan, but it stands for secure your income. The P is for preserve your legacy. The A is for analyze your investments. The R is for retire on your terms. And then the K is for keep the IRS out. I love the way you put that. These are great. This is a great program. Tell me a little bit about it and exactly how it works. I guess you go through this with all your clients. Is that right?
I do. Yeah, this is our unique process with the years of experience that I've been doing this. I have found that so much goes beyond just investment management. And when I look at most clients, I'm never going to say all, because we all can say everyone's situation is going to be different, but most people, as they come in to initially talk to us, they have numerous things that they need and want to address. If they're in that retirement red zone, this is really going to pertain to them, because retirement income planning and where that income is going to come from in retirement and what that secure your income means really starts coming into play, because Social Security for most people is not going to do it. And if you're like most that are not as fortunate to have a pension anymore, you really got to make sure you understand and you're doing planning in that retirement red zone to know where that supplemental income is going to come from and know that it's going to come in every month, no matter if the market is up or down or sideways, it doesn't matter. So that is definitely the big one in that regard. Preserve your legacy is going to mean a lot of different things to different people. It could be, I want to make sure that my legacy to my friends, my family, my loved ones, it involves whether it's wealth, whether it's money, whether it's, you know, I want to instill or leave memories. We talk a lot, myself especially, making sure that clients understand, because we don't know how much time we have on this earth, creating living memories with your friends, family, and loved ones can never be more important than right now. And I think a lot of people learned over the last few years and some of the things that we've gone through the economy and as a country, that we need to make sure we're not just planning for 10, 15, 20 years down the road. We want to plan for the shorter term future, and we want to be able to enjoy things now and not just plan for later. So I think that's a big piece for me and my team when we talk about preserve your legacy. You know, the next one, analyze your investments. I feel like a lot of people do have a good understanding, but really understanding what level of risk you're taking and are you taking the appropriate risk that you're comfortable with, that is a very, very big thing, especially looking at what the market did last year, being the S&P was down over 19%. For a lot of us, that was scary, and that was a wake-up call after coming out of several years of the market just going up. So that's a big piece of this as well. And then retiring on your terms, making sure you already heard me say, you know, that work optional lifestyle. Retire on your terms to me is just that, being financially prepared to when you're mentally and physically ready to say, I'm ready to start the next phase of my life, that you can retire on your terms and you're not forced out of a job. You're not forced because your business is closing. You're doing it on your terms. Keeping the IRS out is always, how do you mitigate taxes? How do you make sure that in your world, you're not paying more than you need to? And that could be one example, making sure all your investments are not in pre-tax and that they will not all be taxable in retirement when you pull money out. Having a balance of Roth and having tax-free accounts, having a balance of non-IRA accounts that you can tap before 59 and a half if you need to. So that's really why and how we created our Spark process, is because we wanted a full service process and planning that we were already doing. We just put a name behind it and we explained what it was to us and how we help clients.
Well, it's a great name, and it's a good program. Do me a favor. Define for me, what is the retirement red zone? How do you define that? When does it begin?
So the retirement red zone to us is 10 years prior to the initial plan of retirement. So if you're like a lot of people and you're like, you know, I'm probably, you know, I know full retirement for most of us nowadays, according to Social Security, is 66 in months or 67. You know, so for me, it is, I'm looking at that retirement red zone starting your mid-50s all the way to your mid-70s, because it's 10 years prior to retirement up to 10 years after retirement. Because a lot of people, including a lot of the clients we work with over the years, they've realized after they retire that a lot of things change. Their cash flow is kind of starting to settle in. They're starting to get a better idea of how and where they spend their money, how much travel they do. All of those things are going to have variations affecting people differently based on their lifestyle, which is why that retirement red zone is so important in planning and making sure you know where your income's coming from, how much is taxable, and really what you want that initial phase of retirement to look like.
Yeah, that all sounds great. I'm prompted to ask you, what happened? How can you help someone if they haven't prepared carefully enough and find that when it comes time for retirement, they might be in trouble. They don't have enough to do what they want to do. Does that happen often? And if so, how can you help someone like that?
You know, Doug, that happens more often than I care to admit.
Really?
A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people, if they've worked with an advisor over the years that has helped them grow their wealth, but really just focuses on that investment management, a lot of clients come in to meet with us for the first time, and they're looking at talking to a new financial planner because of a few reasons. Something has transpired in their life, whether they lost a loved one, they're starting to realize they are getting closer to retirement or they're about to retire, and they're starting to think about things like taxes, healthcare expenses, what Medicare decisions they need to make at 65, and how and why they could impact their financial well-being in retirement. Looking at things like what happens if I need long-term care at some point, looking at things like where is my income going to come from. All of those things together are really important, and I think a lot of people, the closer they get to retirement, even if they've had that advisor over the years, they're starting to realize they may not have a plan for their retirement picture as they originally thought. After hearing from someone, listening to us in some way or another, going to one of our educational workshops that we teach, they hear things like, well, do you have a plan? Do you know where your income's going to come from? Do you know what accounts you should pull from first based on tax consequences? That's where really people start taking a step back and they start saying, well, I know I have these three or four accounts. I know I have this much money, but I really don't have a plan in place of where to pull from first, how much to pull from each account, how much can I count on each month in income based on how much I have and where it's coming from to supplement my Social Security, which in turn, how much can I live on to comfortably do the things I want to do. That's what we see more times than anything, and that's why I would say wholeheartedly, yes, we see it, unfortunately, more than we'd like, and two, we can absolutely help make a bigger impact than people may think or realize because of the fact that we're looking at the bigger picture. We're looking at several of these areas which can and possibly will impact a lot of people in retirement, and they haven't really done planning around because they feel like the investment management or the rates of return or the growth of their assets is all that the importance is around. And that couldn't be farther from the truth.
So I guess the main point is it's never too late to see someone like you for help.
No,
if they felt they were, you know, heading into troubled waters, you still might be able to help them, guide them at least, right?
I completely agree. Yes, that is correct. And I think a lot of people, it is something is on their mind and questioning, am I all set or should I get a fresh perspective or a second opinion? And then one way or another, they're hearing something from someone that from their perspective, they're saying, you know what, I'm hesitating that I'm completely set in this area, and it's making them seek info. And whether it's an educational workshop, whether it's on a radio show like this, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's on a website, they're realizing that maybe they need to seek input and advice on one or several of these areas because of that.
You know, you have so many different brackets that you help people with: income planning, obviously, wealth management. That makes me want to ask you, when people come to you, do you help them make investments? Are you like a broker to do that for them? Or what do you do in the wealth management area? What does that comprise?
So a couple of things. Number one, I do help people manage investments as well as act as a planner and consultant. We custody assets at Charles Schwab. So I always tell people up front, you know, they can put their mind at ease a little bit in knowing they're going to log into Charles Schwab to view their investments. And I'm really just going to help make investment decisions and planning around what their goals and objectives are to make sure that we can help them reach that retirement vision. So that's going to include managing the investments, but it's also going to include bringing analysts, CFAs, CFPs, CPAs to the table that are on my team that are behind the scenes that based on the client's specific needs and where they're at currently, I'm going to be able to go to those resources to say, okay, let's build a portfolio, let's build investment strategies based around this risk, based around these retirement income goals, based around the goal of mitigating taxes over here. Should we be thinking about doing Roth conversion planning? Are they charitably inclined? Do we need to start talking about what charities are they trying to leave money behind for? How do we leverage their wealth to do that? How does that fit into the tax mitigation conversation because they want to leave money behind for the charity? So these are all things to us that when you ask me in that wealth management arena, you know, not only do we have our unique process, which is the SPARK process, but we also have our own proprietary wealth management formula that we utilize that coincides with our SPARK process. And when you talk about wealth management, it's not just investment consulting or investment management. It's also the advanced planning, which is going to include things like wealth enhancement or mitigating taxes, wealth transfer and trying to position assets as you go in through retirement, that your assets are positioned properly to most efficiently transfer tax-wise to the next generation of your heirs. Protecting wealth, making sure that based on your risk and what your goals are, that you have barriers in place on specific strategies or on specific accounts because of what those accounts are structured and set up to do. And then in addition to that, you have that charitable planning side. All four of those areas are part of our advanced planning piece within our wealth management formula. So there is a lot that goes into wealth management to us, Doug, but that's why I can't stress enough that so many people that think investment management or just that wealth management is managing the investments, and it's not. That's one small piece, and it goes well beyond that.
Boy, you make it very plain. There's a lot more that goes into that. That's a very good answer, a very complete answer, no question about it. Tax planning, of course, you know, everybody understands it's important to plan for taxes. But I gather if you don't plan early, it can come back to bite you later on. Would that be an appropriate way to put it?
Yeah, I think that depending on, again, you know, are you a higher income earner? Are you a business owner? Are you a W-2 executive? Those are things that are going to depend on, you know, hey, the earlier you start planning for tax planning strategies, the better it can be. I do have a lot of clients in that retirement red zone that are concerned about taxes, and that's one of the biggest pieces of their plan is trying to help them mitigate future taxes as they start pulling money out of their retirement accounts. So when you say, you know, yes, it is better to start earlier with tax planning, I have found that unless you're working with a well in-depth financial planning firm like ours that are not just doing investment management, a lot of people think their tax planning is coming from their CPA firm. And sometimes they are correct if it's the right CPA firm, but most of the time that CPA firm focuses primarily on tax savings now. Meaning if that CPA is doing your tax returns for 2022, They're looking at, did you maximize pre-tax contributions? Should you contribute to an IRA because you still can? Those are things that the CPA is looking at ways to help. When we talk about tax planning, it's not only can we save you tax dollars now, it's really how are your assets and how is your income positioned for down the road, whether it's next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, making sure you have more ownership and control of your investments, no matter what the government does with tax brackets. Anyone that doesn't know this, in 2026, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunset to pre-2018 tax brackets. So from a federal standpoint, if you are in a 22% tax bracket currently, you're going to go to 25. If you are currently in a 24% bracket, you're going to go to 28. And if you're in 12, you're currently you're going to go to 15, which means all of us, no matter what level we're at, is going to pay more in federal taxes unless there's a change in the law. And from that perspective, there's a lot of tax planning that can be and should be being looked at for clients over the next 3 years.
Wow, that's very important to know. You're a wealth of knowledge. No kidding, Nick. One other thing, we're quickly running out of time here, but among the things you plan for, you talk about health care planning. How can one plan mm-hmm. for health care? How do you go about doing that?
Well, there's a couple things. So when I say plan for health care in retirement, I talk about planning for health care expenses. So that's going to break down as, okay, most people don't always understand that you have your Part B for Medicare, you have Part A that covers your basic hospitalization that you've paid into. How do you know what accounts to pull money from to cover health care expenses? Do you have an HSA that you contributed money to at the tail end of your working career? Are those dollars you can leverage and have tax-free cover healthcare expenses? So those are things that are just one piece. The next big thing is, in the event of long-term care, do you have a separate bucket of money to cover that? And we say it's not about having insurance or not having insurance to plan for long-term care. It's about having a plan in general. Where are you going to pull the funds to cover long-term care should you need them? To me, that's first and foremost, because if you don't have a plan, then really you're just kind of out there and, you know, wherever you think is the best place to pull money from is what you're going to do. And that's not always the best strategy for your situation.
Boy, oh boy. There's so much to think about in this area. You really, you make it plain that it's important to plan the best way you
yes.
possibly can. Nick,
yes.
I wish we had more time. Boy, I could spend an hour or two talking with you here. We're talking with Nick Boer. He is the founder of an amazing financial firm called Inspire Wealth, which is located in Brighton, Michigan. And these guys are licensed in a number of states, basically. They're in Michigan, Ohio, and Massachusetts. So if you're in those areas specifically, it would be very important, I think, prudent to talk to Nick. He could probably be a big help to you. Anyway, let me give you the website again. It's inspireyourretirement.com. Inspireyourretirement.com. If you go there, you'll learn all about what Nick can do, how he can help you, and how it's so important to start planning. And plan soon. Don't wait until the last minute, because then you could be in real trouble. Nick, thank you. You've been great. We appreciate your time. Nice to chat with you. Okay?
Nice to chat with you as well. Hope to talk to you guys again soon.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I think it would be great to have you back as a guest, because you're a good guest. And we love good guests here on Close Up Talk Radio. That's going to do it for this edition, everybody. Start thinking about money. It's never too late. That is for sure. We'll be back again next time, so I'll look forward to having you back very soon, folks. So thanks for being with us. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and this is Close Up Talk Radio. Take care now. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We certainly do. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next time. Till then, take care. Bye for now.